Organic food growers have seen a boost in demand since the pandemic began. There's also demand for more people to farm the land. As more farmers get set to retire, Eric Stock reports on whether there will be enough farmers to take their place.
Ron Ackerman and his wife Angie grow corn, soybeans, grains, and an array of vegetables on a 320-acre farm south of Shenoah in northern McLean County. The farm has been in the Ackerman family for nearly a century. Ron Ackerman says he shifted to organic production about 3 decades ago. It wasn't easy.
Back in the early 1990s, had I had a cell phone, I probably would have called my good friend at Shenaw FS and told him, spray these weeds, I can't stand it anymore.
Ackerman says the shift to organic took a few years to take hold, and now he says it's the only way to go for the sake of the environment. There weren't many organic farmers back then. There were many more now. But quite a few of them, like Ackerman, will be retiring in the coming years. Many in the industry worry what will happen to the farmland then.
We are in the middle of the largest generational land transfer in the country.
That's Cassidy Delorto Blackwell. She's the Farmer Training Program Manager at the Land Connection. The Champaign-based nonprofit trains new farmers across Illinois and advocates for community-based food systems. Delorto Blackwell says a lot of specialty family farms are in jeopardy as children move away and don't want to take over, and it's not always easy to find a buyer. Delorto Blackwell says new farmers looking to get into the business face obstacles. If they don't have a family connection, acquiring land is expensive. Farmland values are rising. Smaller specialty growers don't need and can't afford the larger tracts of land most farmers are trying to sell. There's the cost of farm equipment, health insurance, and for many, student loans. The Land Connection is fundraising to develop a program to help new farmers acquire land. Still, Delorto Blackwell says there are plenty of young people looking to get into farming for various reasons.
To some degree, there's romanticism. I mean, it's a romantic idea, back to the land. I assume for a lot of people, it's, you know, just a care for the environment, concern about, you know, climate change, concern about health.
Delorto Blackwell says farmers can also be successful selling organic produce. She says profit margins are higher and more diversity provides a cushion from market instability. Katie Bishop and her family own Prairie Earth Farm near Atlanta in Logan County. Bishop says she got into farming because it was a way for her to make a difference in a way the corporate world couldn't.
I get to take this business and create avenues for people to get healthy food in the way that I want to. We can make a difference in people's lives in the way that I want to, that I see, more than just handling an auto claim.
Katie and her husband Hans Bishop started farming part-time over a decade ago. They now work the land full-time and have 15 full-time workers during the growing season. Katie Bishop says business keeps getting better as more people seek out locally grown organic food. She says demand picked up during the pandemic, but says COVID-19 also provided an inflection point for their family. It caused them to reassess priorities to regain their lives beyond farming.
We're moving forward in a way post-COVID, hopefully soon to be post-COVID, where we can spend more time with our families and our friends. I didn't realize how badly I missed them and wanted to be with them until I couldn't be.
The Bishops don't plan to retire anytime soon, but they are scaling back. Prairie Earth will no longer sell with the Bloomington Farmers Market during the spring and summer. Katie Bishop says they plan to rely more on what they sell to grocery stores and restaurants and through their Community Supported Agriculture Program, or CSA. That's where customers can sign up for regular produce pickups. Katie Bishop says they don't yet have a clear succession plan for when they retire. The Bishops don't have children. Katie Bishop says maybe some of their employees will want to take over the farm. Bishop says she and her husband may want to turn it into a nature preserve, but she says she wants to make sure the diversity the Bishops have built into this farmland will benefit future generations.
My big thing is I just don't want it either put back into a corn and soybean rotation, or I don't want houses built on it.
Tara Brockman does outreach for several of her family's organic farms in central Illinois. Brockman says succession planning can't start too soon and it must be updated regularly.
It's something that needs to be talked about and thought about, you know, before the funeral, which seems to be when most people start to think about it and then they just put it up for auction and, you know, we know how that goes.
Brockman says her brother Henry Brockman will likely farm until he takes his last breath. She says concerns about climate change in recent years have reinvigorated Henry Brockman. He's trying to make his farmland in the Mackinac Valley in Woodford County more resistant to floods and the other weather events that have happened with increased regularity. Tara Brockman says she understands why it's hard for some farmers to plan for after retirement. She says their farms and their businesses are deeply personal.
There's real strong connections, generally the multi-generational connections, with no matter what kind of farm we're talking about. It's not just like you're selling widgets and you're going to pass on your business of selling widgets that you're not very connected to.
Ron Ackerman's Shinoah Farm won't stay in the family much longer. Ackerman is 74, and he hopes to farm three more years to reach the 100-year anniversary of the family operation. Ackerman's three children aren't interested in taking over the family business. Ackerman has an agreement with a young farmer, Aaron Hand, to take over the organic farm operation.
This opportunity, if it works out, it more just landed in my lap than me going after it.
Aaron Hand of Shinoah is 32. He grew up in a farm family. He says he never planned to get into agriculture until we studied nutrition and how the Western diet of highly processed foods was unhealthy. Hand says he's looking to acquire more farmland and eventually add livestock to his operation, but he plans to stay relatively small and organic. He says he'd like to see more organic farms in central Illinois, but he says he understands it's not for everybody. He says there's plenty of farmland for organic and conventional farmers to feed the world.
There can be a lot of animosity between organic farmers and conventional, and everyone thinking that the other side is their enemy.
But Ron Ackerman is more adamant in seeing small organic farms stay that way. Ackerman says he's afraid they'll eventually get gobbled up by the bigger ag companies that are more interested in mass-producing feed for animals than food for humans. Ackerman says the quality of the food we eat will also suffer.
We are pushing farmers to produce more production with less inputs over a quicker amount of time. And there's only so far you can cut that window and have the same amount of nutrition.
Ackerman says he's glad to see wind turbines as part of a green energy movement going on around his farm. Ackerman says he wants big ag companies to think about more than just the green in their wallets. I'm Eric Stock.
The Organic Produce Network reports organic food sales rose 14% last year. That outpaced the rise in sales of conventional produce.